This is Jazz Backstage at All About Jazz, a Jazz Online production. Featured on this episode is drummer Harvey Mason, who talks about playing and recording with Chet Baker and Jerry Mulligan on the album Carnegie Hall Concert.
Wow, that was great. Hearing that Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker recording, that was a classic record. It was at Carnegie Hall, my first time recording and playing in Carnegie Hall. And boy, was that fun. I remember that night vividly because Buddy Rich happened to be in the audience that night. And shortly after that, he was on a few TV shows and he called me one of his favorite young drummer. And people were calling me from everywhere saying, oh man, Buddy Rich said you're his favorite young drummer. But that was a great night working with those guys. And I think it shocked a lot of people because I've been doing a lot of pop records and fusion records, and most people didn't think I could play swing, and they were kind of very, very surprised. But my earliest beginnings were in jazz, you know, playing bebop and playing with organ trios. So actually the funk and stuff, that started when I was in college. I played in bands to make a living at that stuff, but I was a jazz drummer in the beginning. That sounds so great and feels so good, and I wish I could play that tasty now. I feel driven to have to play so much more nowadays. Things are progressing, you just kind of move along. But that was just straight ahead, just feeling good. You know what's interesting? That I didn't have my drums at that show. And I ended up using Billy Hart's drums. And Billy Hart was a big advocate for me in my early days. He recommended me to Herbie as well. And his drums were there, and he allowed me to use his drums because I think they had some Renner drums. They weren't that great. And his drums sounded really, really good, and it inspired me to play really in a very cool fashion. They sounded so good. So I really attribute that night coming off so well because the drums were tuned so well. They were really clear and articulate. And I'm not sure at the time, if left to my own devices, I would have tuned the drums in that way, which is the traditional bebop sound. I would have been tempted to, but I'm not sure I would have been able to get it in the time that I allotted to get the drums together. So I think those drums were a big, big deal, deciding factor in me playing and sounding the way I did. Had my cymbals, though. I did have my cymbals. And Ron Carter, of course, Bob James, John Scofield, and just great. You have been listening to Jazz Backstage at All About Jazz, a Jazz Online production.